Everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Good morning.
Hello.
I was just wondering, did you hear me blow my nose before the song ended?
No.
Okay, thank God. We've only been doing the show going on 6 years. Maybe that should have been a question I should have asked. In the mid-2000s. Yeah, I should look into that. So are we basically, I should ask, seriously, because, you know, it wasn't in the company handbook. When the song is played, are we both muted?
No.
We're not. So, okay, that's good to know. Okay. Okay, good to know. You know, when the mic's on and you don't know that it's on, things can happen.
Yeah. As far as I know, I mean, my mic is live and yours is live and it just goes on. The music starts playing. So.
And then, and so it's not like after the song you unmute us. We're unmuted the second the intro music starts.
Right, pretty much.
Good
after they do the countdown. After they do the countdown, even during the countdown, like the last 5 seconds, you can kind of hear.
Oh, well, they do when she gets the 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, so when we hear her countdown, like zip it, basically, until the show starts. All right. That's good to know. Going on 6 years in September. Is it September?
October.
Yes.
I want to say October.
We're like this married couple, like, what? You don't bring me flowers. I never did. Okay. Our anniversary. That's right. It's in October. Our sixth anniversary. Forget the 7-year itch because this is like the forgotten 6th year. Our 6th year anniversary. Can you believe that? Is in October. The love number. Crazy. Wow. 6 years. That's me. I mean, I know it's July, but it's 6 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's cute. My son and his girlfriend, my older son, his girlfriend, so cute. Yesterday, and they're both 17, yesterday was their 4-month anniversary.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that, I know. I'm like, and I'm like, so? No. No, I did say that. In my mind, I'm like, add your point. No. I'm like, happy anniversary. It was sweet. It was very sweet. Anyway, that just makes me laugh. You know, oh my God. But, you know, I would say 4 months, that's a milestone these days for anybody.
Oh, well.
You know?
You're doing better than me, that's for sure.
Woo! Kidding. Oh, you're so funny. Oh, my goodness. She took her funny pills this morning. Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope people want to talk to us because this is going left really quick. So
Got to keep it clean.
Ooh. 8:34 in the morning. First four minutes. Train wreck. That's okay. You know what? I'm happy to be in a silly place. I don't think, I mean, you know what? Let's not talk too soon. I think it's just a relief. Usually in between shows is some horrific event that's happened. Well, I guess the Republican convention. Okay, I'm okay. That's tragic. It's just been exhausting. It's just been exhausting. So maybe the levity to have some relief. We have to laugh in between the tears. We just need to laugh. That's all.
Well, I know I got a lot of sleep when I finally got home. So yesterday was a traveling day and a work day because I was supposed to leave Sunday, as you know.
Oh, that's
from the reunion. I was supposed to leave after the show and then head home. And,
right.
And I was so tired, though.
That's good. That's good, because you could have been on the road and risked your nose. Good
for
you. You got to listen. Good.
And it was also heavy, heavy rains.
Yes.
When I was trying to, you know, I think I posted a picture around noon. Like, well, every time I want to go home, there's this downpour. And it's dark. And I think, well,
that's dangerous.
I guess I'll just, you know, I'll just take a nap or something. I mean, we ate lunch. I'm like, oh, yeah, just stay for lunch. So I ate lunch, and then I wasn't going to go out. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just lay down here. I'll fall asleep. And by 6 o'clock, my mom was like, you know, maybe you should just stay the night.
That's good, Mom.
6 o'clock, you don't want to be going out. She's like, I'm going to be making some food soon. And
you're like, oh, okay. Now, you had me at food. You had me at, and she puts on the apron. You had me at, and what are we having?
So she just looked at me. She said, you just look so tired. And I said, I guess I really have been going the entire time. I mean, even though, I didn't think I would be necessarily in charge of everything, but I was in charge of everything.
Yeah, of course. And, you're the smart one. She'll do it.
So I rested, and then I woke up. Well, I was supposed to wake up at, 4 in the morning because I really wanted to get – well, I did because I was supposed to work with Anna yesterday.
Oh, wow. So you really – good for you. So you did what you had to do. Wow.
Yeah. So I woke up I did wake up early, and I left by 5 o'clock.
I'm impressed.
But the problem was at, 2:30, one of the neighbor's car alarms goes off.
Oh.
And it went off for – 10 minutes.
Oh, I hate when that happens. I don't know. Oh,
yeah. I don't. It doesn't happen at all, really, in our neighborhood.
Very common.
But our neighbors, I don't know them. I think they're renters. But anyway, they keep late hours. So sometimes I will hear them when they come home after their shift, and then they have to kind of wind down.
Yeah.
And then, then it's pretty quiet. But even that, still kind of late. It's something new for me because I don't think I've spent a night here in a while, and I don't think I've ever noticed that. I usually sleep pretty well. But the last few nights, because of the activities for the reunion, I'm just up. I knew I was tired on Sunday. That car alarm went off. And it's such a strange noise to hear in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is it my car? It's not my car.
Right.
The neighbor's car, and they just sat there. I mean, they just sat there for, I want to say, 10 minutes.
You know, that's so, come on. Come on. Go do something. No, that happens in New York City all the time. It's multiple times during the week, and it's so annoying, especially if they just let it go.
Yeah, so I don't know if this guy, if the guy was in the shower, because again, like I said, they do a late shift. He just might not have heard it, but it was because it's such a quiet neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sure. Wow.
I don't think it was on purpose. He or she must have just been in the shower or whatever.
Right.
Didn't hear it, and then when it finally did, because it finally went off, I was like, great, I'll just take another nap. I'll just go back to sleep. But it was just interrupted. And I feel like even last night, it was really hot in the house. But, had the fan going. And I thought, well, that's probably good. I'll force myself to go to sleep. I was tired. I mean, I was going to imagine leaving at really early in the morning. And I stopped along the way and had, some kind of, probably a breakfast sandwich at Dunkin' Donuts. And I mean, I haven't done that in a while. So probably an hour and a half later, that food and the sugar hit me, from the coffee too.
I
was like, oh my gosh! I pulled over at a rest stop in South Carolina and just dozed off. And I set my alarm. I was just going to take a 20-minute nap, and I woke up in 10 minutes, thinking I'd slept for an hour.
Great.
Okay. Probably needed that. So I I mean, I didn't get to Atlanta because where Anna's studio is north of Atlanta. So I even traveled a different way to get home.
Oh, wow.
I went up through the upstate of South Carolina and then back down. So going across like I normally do. And I got there around just a little bit before 11.
That's great.
And yeah, I just, we were busy, just started our day. And fortunately, like, I never know what her schedule is. She's like,
right.
Oh, I gotta, you know, I have to leave here by 3. I'm like, that's perfect. I was pretty tired. And being in the heat takes a lot out of you anyway.
Sure, sure.
So I get home and I, you know, I'm already hot, but I'm sitting in the house and I'm like, wow, it's really warm in here. So I look at my aunt and she's, you know, she's like, it's hot. So I start fiddling with the air conditioning unit, you know, like just with the controls, and nothing's happening.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
It's on, like the display is on, but it's not kicking in. There isn't anything happening. And so I try to do a few Q&A things, like, oh, like, okay, well, you know, so what needs to happen? She's thinking, well, I think the filter needs to be changed. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
But where is it? And so she's showing me the unit. I'm like, I don't think it's out here. That's not it. I mean, so I'm texting my cousin. I'm texting Anna. Because, I mean, in my old house, I knew where the unit was, where the filter was. And it's like,
right.
She's
just
like, well,
so,
it's
you're just here for a summer in that house, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's in the house somewhere or it's under the house. And I'm like, who puts a filter under the house?
Yeah.
So I, no, well, that's the way the house is built. So I put on jeans and long sleeves.
Oh, no, because you had to.
Because I had to get to the crawl space under the house because I know I'm going to get dirty.
Oh, my God.
And I go underneath there, and I'm like, you know, I'm 5'2". So I'm like.
You're a little thing.
No one needs to be down here. There should be nothing to be replaced down here. Because I couldn't maneuver. I'm like crawling on the floor. I mean, it's a crawl space. I get it.
Stop
but
it, G.I.
like,
Jane. Oh my God.
I can't see.
Wow. And you're
all
hot,
the ductwork.
You traveled and you worked. Oh, you must have been like, really? You must have been
like
really? And then the people who built this house, they put the unit underneath the house. See, I don't know houses. That's why I said your aunt, like, she put it like the filter in the closet. I didn't understand. Now I get what. That's why I said, "Oh, your aunt." No, how they built the house. Oh no, this is all deep. This isn't like go to Home Depot and change your. Okay, that's crazy.
So I mean, I don't know. This doesn't make any sense. But it's an old house. So, but I'm like, if it's down there, I certainly couldn't get to it. Wasn't thinking I could squeeze my body underneath ductwork to get to where I said this doesn't make any sense. If that's something that needs to be changed, like, every month or regularly, it should be someplace. So maybe I just don't know where to look. So I asked Anna for a recommendation. You know, do you have a service guy that you would work with? So they had recently had some work done, and she sent me that information. So they are going to text, hopefully come by between 9 and 11 today, hopefully sooner than later. So that's what's happened. So like last night, like I changed, I showered, and I thought, well, maybe this is good because I really do need to go to sleep. And if I don't break this pattern of like being on my phone or being on the computer or watching TV or whatever, then I'll just continue with this crazy pattern that I have. So I think I went to bed around 10,
mm-hmm.
10 or 11.
That's good.
But it was still kind of interrupted sleep because my cat, Sophia, kept meowing at me every so often. She'd just meow at me, and I don't know what was going on. So I remember she meowed at me. I looked at my clock. It was 1:30. And then she meowed at me again. I looked at my clock. It was like 4:30. And I let her outside at that point. I'm like, look, I don't know what it is you want, but it's not here. It's not here in the room. So, yeah, she led me to take her outside, and I've been awake since basically then, which is fine because I did that yesterday, right? I was up at, like, 4. So there's just a lot happening. You know, I think I was glad I got the sleep that I had. but it's been weird. It's been a weird, like, return, you know, because I didn't return home directly the way I normally would. And then I didn't, I think at 5 o'clock or 5:30 when I called the service people, I didn't realize how early in the day it was. Like, oh, yeah, we don't have anybody available yet today because they're open until 7. And she's like, oh, we don't have anybody available today, you know, but we could see you tomorrow. I'm like, oh, I was thinking it was already like 7 o'clock. So I was actually thinking I would catch them after hours, you know, kind of get a voicemail. And she answered the phone. I'm like, oh, it's still early. So my timing, and it, you know, and it's still light out, but it, I don't know, just the whole day yesterday was strange.
A little off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm so glad I was able to get some sleep and and rest.
That helps. That's everything. That's the linchpin.
Yeah.
That's the linchpin to just get through whatever you got to get through. It's very difficult to feel out of your body and to feel a little bit at risk because you are not fully rested, and then you still have to do your day. I think it's so wise that you listen to yourself and you pulled over at the rest stop. And that 10 minutes was exactly what you needed. That was bending time and space.
Mm.
You know, that 10 minutes got you, you know, kept you safe and got you back to, got you back to Atlanta. And that you're paying attention, that you're listening. You know how many people don't? That's how accidents happen.
Oh, I know. And, you know, and that, at that time of the day, like when I started, I left Charleston, it was kind of dark. Well, it was still dark and it was foggy. And I was thinking, this is not, you know, this is not a fun time to be driving like this.
This is when
and
things
I
happen.
Knew,
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's still dark out and you can't really, you just trust that everyone has their lights on, that they're awake and aware.
It's the opening of a horror film, actually.
You know, it is what it seems like.
The young woman is leaving her parents' home and has to, you know, drive 6 hours and, you know, is needed someplace else and has to get to her destination and, you know, tired and it's misty out and a car alarms go off and people are up a little bit later than they should be and they're not owners, they're renters. Oh, God, no. Mm-mm. Then you got to go under the house, change filters.
I know. I was looking around, and I'm like, I'm just not like a homeowner type person. And I was like,
God.
I was looking closets. I was like, you know, I know where stuff was at my old house. But it could be staring me right in the face, and I'm like, oh
yeah, how would you know?
I just don't see it. And I don't think it's just a filter. Even if it's just a filter, I'm like, there's something up because it's all the controls are working, but it's something's not kicking in. It needs to be looked at anyway. So
right.
Hopefully this will resolve the issue, and you know we don't have to suffer in the heat. That would not be good.
No, it's been lots of storms. I mean, our weather is parallel.
That's true.
Lots of storms, lightning storms. Yeah, lightning. Yeah, that's been like the last couple of weeks. It's been like that.
And I asked my aunt when it, you know, how long has it been like this? And she said, I don't know, probably maybe Friday night. I mean, you know, she's been sitting here the whole weekend.
Oh.
But you know, if it's been raining, then it may not have been like so unbearably, you know, hot with
that's
the,
brutal,
with the sun.
Right.
But it's still like wow, it's. That's still not a good situation to be in.
No, and
so.
Especially for very, very young people or elderly people.
Right.
It's a health risk.
Right.
So she's lucky that you're going to take care of it. We have a call?
We do. We have a hand raised, and I just wanted to say hi to Jay in the chat room. I see him there.
Hey, everybody.
All right. I'm pretty sure this is Tessa.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies.
Hi, darling. Give us an update.
Oh, just still adjusting Looking for, well, I'm supposed to be with my mom's brother-in-law about teaching, but he's on vacation, so.
Oh, but that's a hookup. Meaning, you know somebody on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all about who do you know on the inside for anything in this life.
Exactly. So I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to stress about him. Just going to chill on this little week. TJ comes home this weekend, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, nice.
Yes. But he has, like, I've been, he's learned how to FaceTime, or how to use FaceTime.
Oh, how cute.
So he FaceTimed me, and he just walks around the house showing me all kinds of stuff, and I don't know.
How adorable.
I love it.
that's great. So you know firsthand that he's fine. So don't fall into old familiar patterns.
I have been doing that well with that. I have.
Like, good girl.
I've been getting a lot of, when I pulled a couple cards this past 2 weeks, and it was just saying, like, how he's protecting, he's watched over, and all that stuff. So I've been doing very good.
Keep yourself in check. And look, there's nothing you can do. Your connection for this situation is on vacation. So you just keep note of when that person's supposed to be back. You know, follow up, do whatever you need to do to seize the moment where you can have a face-to-face. You know you're safe, and you know you're wanted, which is not that you were unwanted at the other situation, but you felt you were walking on eggshells. And if the eggshells crunched too loud, then you felt like you weren't wanted. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So this is an upgrade. And as long as today is better than yesterday, you're okay. None of these absolutes. You know what I'm saying? None of these impositions of status and progress. Forget that. If today is better than yesterday and you are safe and feeling that you are not invading somebody's space, remember, there's a difference between being an invader or being invited. You were invited. Isn't that wonderful? You guys were invited. That's a big difference. Let's pull a message for you. You were invited. And you're in a beautiful, I think, picture. In terms of just the idea of Savannah, you're in a beautiful, beautiful place. It's a, like, major tourist destination. There's opportunities for you. You're not like, you're not stuck. I think you're used to feeling the illusion, because you were never stuck, Miss May. I think you're used to feeling the illusion of being stuck, but you're not stuck.
Most definitely. And I realized that, the other day I was taking a shower, and I've been getting hot a lot lately, like, it's just like, severely, like, outside of, like, being outside hot, because it's really hot here. But, like, just inside the house, I just get, like, start just breaking out in sweat. And I remember one summer when I was visiting my mom a lot, because I hadn't got a job when I was staying in Atlanta, and I would, like, sweat profusely, but it was like a stress sweat. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I'm not stressed out about anything. And I think I was like, you know what, Contessa, you're okay. Like, this is totally different. Like, what? You don't have to, you know, go through these motions anymore. Like, just chill out. Like,
it's like flight or fight. It's like the flight or fight response. And and that you're unconscious. You got to, I think this is, you got to communicate. Like, you're doing it. I think you're actually, you know the answer. You just said it. Like, everything's okay. I'm okay. Or just even if you just say, I'm okay. Two words. I'm okay. I'm okay. That's it. You can't fight that. I'm okay. Right?
You can't. And I am definitely okay.
Yeah. So. Oh, I'd like to put that in there. Yeah. Yes. All right. I'm ready when you guys are for your message that you're going to pick for yourself. number for this is 353. By identifying as a caregiver and the awareness of self-care, understand this transitional period may be confusing. You are not being selfish. Ding, 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 ding. That's your message. Isn't that crazy? Girl, Lord have mercy. By identifying as a caregiver and the awareness of self-care, understand this transitional period may be confusing. You are not being selfish. 353. I mean, that was spelled out like...
It was.
Sesame Street style. Like, you can't question it. You can say, but what does that message mean? I don't understand. No, Boom.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Well, 353.
Yeah, what's spelled out?
353. You're getting a lot of these numbers that are like, you know, you got this five in the, you know, one number in the middle and then the two, the same number on either side. So here we are. These are all odd numbers. That means they're very, to me, odd seems more dynamic, you know, versus the even numbers that are more steady and reliable. So this means, you know, kind of keep you on your toes. The five in the middle is about experiences, and it is also about changes. As you know, with the number five, there's a lot of growth that happens there. So that is change. And so there's a lot of adjusting and adapting that has to happen. And a lot of times we can't plan for everything that's going to happen. As much as, you know, we may have a foundation of what we know, a lot of times the way it pans out is usually very different from what we expect or what we were planning for. Now, to have a three on either side, it has to do with how you handle that energy. I mean, three is energy. And it's also an expression of the type, you know, different ways of expressing your energy. And it three tends to be a little more scattered until it realizes it's not going to miss out on something. You know, it has to pick and choose. Otherwise, three just wants to flow and be free and it's fun until it starts to get scared that it's missing something or it shows that something is happening that they weren't prepared for. And then, you know, instead of falling apart, what a three, you know, the number that links these two numbers together, it's that number four. So it's not there, you know, in that sequence, but you can work from either side of that. The four gives a three some structure. The four gives a five at least the beginning of a foundation. So even if you go off that, you still know who you are. You still have a core. So this is a nice sequence because it is about, like, hey, pay attention to your own energy and know that when things are transitioning, which is part of what that message is about, things are transitioning, you know, knowing where you're from and what it all means will help you tremendously. And it isn't about, like, oh, I got to stick to my guns, but it's more of just understanding where the flow is coming from and where you want it to go, how you want it to go. You can make some adjustments. So it's a great message. And so you don't have to get all crazy about it. You don't have to get all crazy about it, but it may seem a little crazy. And five has that energy of like, what's going on? But there can also be a lot of, there's a lot of thrill. You know, there's like thrill and adventure and there can be a lot of fun stuff that happens with those numbers. So if you don't take it as seriously, like, you know, like oh man, this is a big deal, you can still play. You know, when you're playing with energy, you can really have a lot of fun with it. It makes it light. That's the whole point about that number three, is also very lighthearted for the most part. So if you can keep that in mind, that helps you flow through and navigate some of the, you know, more challenging aspects. And it doesn't have to be so crazy. It can really be enlightening, as a matter of fact. So, great message. Message that you picked.
Yes.
You picked a girl that it could not have been more clear. So, There you go. Yeah, and enjoy the little bit of time you have before DJ shows up, and take care of you. Catch your breath.
I will.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, and I'm glad you're settling in. That's great.
I'll talk to you lovely ladies later.
All right, lovely lady later. Say that fast three times. Lovely ladies later.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, darling.
Love you.
Love you. Is that funny? Lovely ladies later. That sounds like, I don't know what that sounds like.
I don't even go there.
Okay, I'll stay right here. 901. 901. Woo! Keeping it clean on the LOA blend.
Get another call. Thank
Good,
God.
Thank God. Have to save you for myself.
Area code 646. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
That's not my job. What they were doing. So.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Caller, who's this?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hi, my name is Sonia. How are you?
We're great. Sonia, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show. You
thank
have
you.
Some nice upbeat energy. So, firstly, because you are new to the show, thank you and welcome. And if we could just ask for permission to connect your energy, please.
Sure.
Great. And if you'd like, because Alisa is a brilliant numerologist, you can provide not the year, but just your birthday, the month, and the day, only if you're comfortable with that.
Sure, August 12th.
So it's 8-12, August 12th?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's coming up. And what's on your mind? What's going on today? What do you need?
Okay, I'm calling in regards to this. I have I'm calling in regards to a legal matter.
Okay.
I would like to know if you see me winning my case, number one. And number two, I have a college professor who is a judge. And I'm thinking about actually forwarding my case to her to see if she might know of any attorney to assist me.
Hmm.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes. Yes.
Because I was wrongfully terminated, and I called so many people, and I don't have the finances to pay a fee.
Yes. Yes. Is the professor female?
Yeah, she's a female, yes.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, good. Yeah, because when you said college professor, I felt like it was a female, so you confirmed that. I also felt that this person can give you just that consideration and attention as opposed to talking to some random attorney that is charging you way too much money for a phone call. Or, you know, they like walk out the door, you're like, they're on the clock.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's brutal. It's brutalizing how the way that they do their billing and things of that nature, and you just want to get like one simple question answered, or you just want to be guided in a certain direction. I also feel
exactly.
I also feel with this person that they know your character.
Yes, yes, she knows
this person,
me. Yes.
She know. Yeah, I'm getting all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They know your character. And I also feel when you speak, when you have a conversation, or you're even lucky enough to have a face-to-face for 10 or 15 minutes, because we respect people's time and all of that, and they offer more, great. But, you know, let's shoot for 10 or 15 minutes so that they know it's not the rabbit hole. A lot of people like to take advantage of the expertise of others.
Yes.
So So you want to lead. You want to lead with that reverence, respect, and appreciation of the value of one's time. And you know, and you could just say 5 or 10 minutes. If it turns into more, it turns into more. But at least you're acknowledging at the gate how much you respect this person.
Yes. Okay.
And when you speak or say, I hope you can do a face-to-face. But
okay. I was going to do email.
Well, do email.
Yeah,
if you could do a face-to-face, even better. start with email, you know, and you know, you could put it in. Sometimes email for a very busy person, it's almost easier to do a phone call.
Yeah.
So just whatever works best for this individual, and whatever, it doesn't matter, in whatever way that you are hopefully able to connect with her, definitely, and don't have your cell phone to take notes or an iPad. For some reason, I'm getting, you need to have pen and paper.
Okay.
This is weird, but this is what I'm getting. You need to have pen and paper. Because something that she might say as an afterthought, or something that she may not think is extremely relevant or applicable, that's going to that actually is going to be a clue or something very helpful. I don't know what that is. It's just what I'm getting. So it's almost like don't be discouraged. You have to sort of hear out the entire picture before you come to any self-defeated conclusions.
Okay, all right.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense, but sometimes I come to that conclusion on my own. But what I'll do is talk myself out of it. I'm trying to stay positive out of this whole matter, because I definitely was wrongfully terminated, number one, okay?
Right.
But the thing is this, I mean, I called one attorney yesterday. He was willing to take the case for $5,000. You know, I just remembered my teacher this morning. I said, maybe I should just send an email to my professor explaining the whole case to her to see if she could at least refer me to someone.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking, because I got an A in her class, okay? And she wrote a recommendation letter for me for graduate school. So I don't know. I don't want to, like, bombard.
That's why I said lead in with that respect. This is good, because you're confirming what I'm picking up with the energy. All I do is read energy. So you're confirming what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
The energy. So you just keep it short, keep it sweet. You know, boom, boom, boom. Make the whole email like a short paragraph. You know, like your bullet points are, I respect your time. This is what's going on. Would love five minutes of your time to discuss. In the meantime, this is it. Any recommendations would be profoundly appreciated. You meant so much to me as my professor. Something like that.
Okay, that I most certainly will do that, because I don't know, because it's like I can go through a pro bono attorney, but I just want someone to definitely believe in me and to want to advocate just for the case, just because they see that how I was fired and that it was wrong.
Right, referral and getting advice from an expert is always a great first step. Before you're just somebody's, you know, somebody else's, you know, adding to somebody else's case pile, caseload. And I'm going to turn this over to Elisa so she can talk to you about, you have a birthday coming up, so you're going to enter a new year numerology, in terms of the numerology. So I'm going to turn this over to the expert. So good luck to you.
Okay.
Yeah, this birthday coming up, you move from a number one personal year that you're in now into a number two. And so what it means is, like, this year has been all about something new. It's, I would say you're kind of carrying over stuff that you're trying to clear up from last year when your birthday was last. In numerology, everything goes in a cycle of 1 through 9. So, like, last year, for the most of last year, you were kind of in this number 9 energy of endings. And then when your birthday came in August, it was, you know, moving into something different, a new cycle, you know, hopefully as clear a slate as you could have. But obviously with stuff like, you know, your case that you're trying to put forward, you know, that may be from something from last year, I'm not sure.
Yes.
But Okay. So that's like that one, well, probably not the only thing, but that's a big thing, an important part that you're still trying to get resolution on.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, so you're doing what you need to do. I would say, just from what I've heard, everyone wants to get like the best deal possible.
Yeah.
And so it's good to explore what your other options are. But if it is something that you feel strongly about, I think you'll find that whatever it takes, I mean, there are some people that use that for, you know, whatever it takes, you may find that may be, even if you have to put a little bit of money into it, it may be better than still kind of sitting on it and waiting and waiting and waiting and kind of getting discouraged.
Yeah.
But I think, mm-hmm. Exploring your options, especially with the connections you already have, will put your mind at rest and just allow for some of those answers to come to you, allow for some of those opportunities to make themselves known. But as you move in from this number one year that you've just been in for most of, for all of this year so far, and it started on your birthday last year, this number one was about seeing yourself in a different light, seeing yourself not necessarily reinventing yourself, but seeing who you are currently now versus
yes.
who you were 8 years ago,
oh,
for example.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So this is like kind of putting on your big girl panties, and saying, all right, I know I can take care of some of these things. And sometimes it's just something you haven't had to do yet, but it doesn't
yeah.
mean you're not capable of doing it. So you're treading, cautiously and carefully. And like you said, you can kind of talk yourself out of it. You can kind of doubt yourself and then talk yourself out of it.
Yes.
And so you don't give yourself the opportunity to learn. Even if it means in the beginning, even if it seems like you're failing at it, you have to not view it in those terms because it's something unknown for right now. So, in your mind, you want to do the best, and so success doesn't always mean that everything feels great, that everything goes your way, because
mm-hmm.
you may not learn anything in that process. But think of all the tough times that you had to really work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of a better person you are because of it, because you have that experience. You don't want someone who said, well, I saw it on TV once that someone did that. And so that's my advice. You don't want someone who has a theoretical answer to something. You want someone who has the experience, who knows
yes,
what it's
exactly.
like. They're not going to, they're not going to like just sparkle it all up and just say, yeah, that's how it could be. But, you have to feel it. You have to know it. And that means maybe taking the wrong turn sometimes and knowing how to get out of that.
Yeah.
To trust in your ability to bounce back and to persist and to ask the right questions. Even if you end up asking a bunch of wrong questions and get the bad answers, you'll know, because it won't be you won't just be relying on like one sense. I heard the answer I wanted. Because if it doesn't feel right, you have to start
mm-hmm.
asking more.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so that's
you are
when you're not
right.
When you're not trusting your intuition, you know how that feels. You probably feel it in your stomach or something like that. There's some physical clue that reminds you, hey, let's not cut ourselves off here. Let's not sell ourselves short. Let's investigate a little bit more because I'm worth it. And I could find out, Maybe it's asking a different type of question. Maybe it's focusing on a little different aspect of what you have been, just to open it up a little bit more. There's a reason why you did well in that person's class. You're obviously intelligent. So it's just a matter of combining all of that and realizing, wow, I have these gifts. I have these skills. I may not always think I have the answer, but, you always have to keep moving forward.
Yes.
And trust that instinct. Trust that instinct
mm-hmm.
of yours. So what's going on when you go into your next birthday? You go from a number one, which is about new beginnings, into a number two, which is a more receptive year. And for most people, when I do readings, I tell them they're going into a number two year. It's more like you're planting seeds. From this year of the new beginnings, you have these new ideas, so those are your seeds, and you can't grow everything all at once. Some seeds are going to take, root, and some seeds are like, nah, it's not the right environment. But you have a whole year, you have enough time
to do what you need to do, to let them take root if they're supposed to take root. And in some cases, this means maybe doing a little more research. It may just mean doing a lot of stuff kind of low-key just because you're just curious about it. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is you're wanting to do, like all these different ideas that have inspired you this year, take this upcoming year to allow those ideas to sit. So they're not just ideas. They can actually be something. They can become the beginning of a goal that you're working towards. But you have to at some point pick and choose, right? You have to. Some of it, you just maybe like a fanciful thing for right now. Maybe you don't look at that. You put it on the back burner. Some of them, wow, this is really inspiring me. I want to do it, and you will put your energy into that. But like I tell most people who do this, when they're like, oh yeah, I have all these ideas, but a lot of times I'm sitting here like thinking, when I want something like boil some water, and you're really hungry, you want to make that soup or whatever, you're boiling the water and it's like, it's taking forever. It takes the same amount of time as it always has, but we're like, it's taking too long because you're impatient, you want it to happen now. So don't get impatient.
And you are like, I'm going to learn let's go. Like, hey, one step at a time. Week and a half, 2 weeks, I've been going through so much. I could easily track down because of the financial status of it. But I kind of keep going and telling myself, look, I am going to make it. I've been here before. I overcame it before, okay?
Yeah,
but
right.
Stay strong.
Right. You're a tough cookie.
Okay.
Yes. Energetically, is this Sonia, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Yes.
Energetically, just slow down a little bit. It's almost like your energy is a little bit quicker than your mind registering what.
Yes.
You're 646. Are you in New York?
Yes, I am. Yes.
All right, Miss Thing. Slow it down, girl.
I actually take meditation and Reiki classes so that I can stay mentally.
Great. Yeah. That's so great. That's so great to hear. So just you want to be in sync, body, mind, and spirit. But just slow it down, just a touch.
Okay, I will.
Picking up on that too. Good.
You.
So welcome to the show. We're on 3 times a week, and don't be a stranger, danger. And good luck with your case.
Okay, and I will call back to give you guys an update in a few weeks, okay?
We would love that.
All right, so I'm going to get that letter out today to my professor, and then hopefully I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
All right, girl.
Okay, thank you.
Keep it cute. All right, honey, take care.
I most certainly will. Thank you.
All right, darling.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah, it's interesting, You know, when things like that happen, it's so easy to get to get bogged down in everything that's not happening. That's not happening fast enough. Or
right.
I get it. It's a heavy energy.
Yeah.
And it's hard to break out of that if you're.
Yeah.
We tend to be pretty well practiced. To focus on it's not working. It's not working. It's not working.
Right.
And then wondering why it's still not working.
Right.
So it's good to remind, people to slow down for a moment and and kind of refocus because,
mm-hmm.
it's like my mom worrying about everything. I'm like, well, that's not going to fix anything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then on a more humorous note, I have a relative, like if I'm, coughing, like I have to clear my throat. Maybe I swallowed, my drink wrong or something. I'm like, coughing and she'll go she'll clear her throat while I'm coughing. I'm like, that's not gonna help me. Like, I know
that's
I know,
so cute. You
encourage me, but like, I
that's
know,
really
but,
funny.
But there's a part of me that's cracking up laughing, but like, I know I'm making up noise for our table, so let's not. You don't need to be clearing your throat.
Right, it's perfect three. We're good.
Right.
That's funny. But what I want to say to Sonia's credit, what I hope she's still listening, is that what I appreciate is that I, and I'm sure you would agree, I got no energetic hue of victimhood. And that's half the battle.
Yeah.
That the grace that she has with dealing with her situation, that will lead her so much further ahead than to throw that obstacle, the self-imposed obstacle of being the victim and to and being wounded. I didn't get any of that. She wants to fight for what's right, as we all should. Justice is justice. But good for her that it's in her best interest, it's in all of her best interest to not lead with being the wounded victim.
Right.
You know, which is easier said than done. You know, because when things hurt, they hurt. Or when you're tired, or you know, you're irritable, or you're sick, or you're—it's very difficult. And to be wrongfully terminated, how enraging is that? And that's a recipe for you know, leading with the energy of the wounded victim, and justifiably so. It's not about wrong or right. It's about energetically having the most conducive environment to move through what you need to move through. So I give Sonia a lot of credit that in her energetic field, she's not bogging herself down with the victim and that she's doing what she needs to do responsibly. I love that she said she's taking meditation class and all of that.
Yeah.
And in New York, I recognized her area code, so it was a guess that she was in New York City. By default, you're just always moving. So there are things that we need to do to compensate for that, like meditation, which is something that I have to do or I just can't get through my day. So good for her that she's doing that as well. So no victims here, which is great.
Well, our last caller today, still around, it's Lolita. Good morning.
We're back.
We're getting lullified.
Happy full moon, Becca.
Happy who?
Happy full moon.
Full moon.
Oh, happy full moon. That's right. You actually sent, I have to take a look at it, but you always send these great emails with these wonderful links.
I need to look at this too.
When I'm not having Deeksha, at least everybody know what goes on, and then you know.
Right. Are you in the car?
Okay. Yes, I'm gonna take the speaker.
Thank you. Okay. yeah, but be careful. You're being say so, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Anyway, thank you, because I'm like, oh, is she in the car?
Yeah, we've been walking. I'm about to go to swimming classes next tomorrow. I just got a class. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go swimming tomorrow. 9 o'clock.
I love it. Lolita is just all about the adventure. I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to deal with these obstacles and these crazy energies. And I'm going to move and grow through this. And other people are going to move and grow through it, too, because that's how I do. And then I'm going to do this. And then I have some fun. And then I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to grow some more. And then I'm going to heal. And then I'm going to have some fun. Like, that's you. I love it.
Yeah, that's so me. You're right.
I love it. It's like, that's why I say we get lullified. When you call up, I'm like, oh, we're going to get lullified. And and it's so beautiful. There's such a sense of community. And I actually spoke with your housemate, Adam, last night after he had a phone session with my son. And he, every once in a while, he'll ask to, you know, speak to me so that we can sort of, you know, catch up and assess and all of that. And I just said, you know, I just feel such a closeness. I said, Lita calls all the time, which is wonderful. So I always feel that energy. You know, it's always reciprocal. You know what I mean? Like, there's no boundaries where it just comes to the exchange of energy. So from your household, we receive it. You know, from the household of this radio show, you guys receive. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it knows no bounds. It knows no distance. And it's just wonderful. You know, that we have that. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah. So give us a little bit of an update since we last spoke on the air. You had the situation where you had to sort of...
Oh, we're good. And everyone got their e-bites. We're rocking and rolling, getting ready for Thursday.
See, look
That's
at her.
When the ribbon cutting is happening. So just
look at her.
Redid everything up. We're good.
Of course you
did. It is what it is. I'm going to have a good time regardless.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're keeping it cute, and I don't remember if I said this on the air. We did speak off the air about the situation, so I'm not going to get specific, but I'll just say this on a very in a very general way, that what needed to be done was done, and that it actually this is actually good news that this individual decided to walk away. Because in that disillusionment, you didn't need any of that energetic confusion to set the tone for your grand opening. So it was great that that was revealed. Things need to be uncovered and revealed. And usually when things get uncovered and revealed, it's not cute. I mean, look at what's going on with the world. This is just so much is being uncovered. I'm like, damn, you know, it's like pulling up that... You want to redo your fours, and you have to pull up the three old fours that have mold and God knows what else underneath. You know, that's what's happening in consciousness in a global way and in an individual way. Things are being uncovered in 2016. I'm no numerologist, but I co-host with one. So rumor has it that 2016 is a 9-year. It's endings. So things are being uncovered.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a country that's, you know, uncovering its darkness and also an individual. And at the end of the day, everybody's accountable, you know.
Yes.
And, like, we can sit here and look at the world, but what are we doing?
Exactly. So, it starts with the individual. And I loved it. You said if everybody could, you said that you chose ice cream as your modality of choice, as the thing to offer to the public for your ice cream parlor. And I loved what you said. You said if everybody on the planet ate ice cream at the same time, it would be, the whole world would change.
It would. I mean, you know, and if everyone did their homework, the whole world would change.
But,
so,
hello.
You know,
yeah,
like yesterday I got two phone calls from a session, from the healing session we had with James. I got two people that called me and finally had their aha moment. They're like, you know what, Lo? You're right. It's like, it's not about being right. It's about when your soul is ready to be nourished. So I like to witness you guys starting your new journeys.
Right.
They're deactivating all their social media. They're finding themselves wanting to grow food now and shift and really take that veil to look within and we're ready for James. Okay, cool. They loved him. And just to witness that.
That's
that
beautiful.
These people come through. And these are people that live a very egotistic life.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. I had a great day yesterday. So for me, you know, my world is very abundant when I really have people that are really committed on making that growth. You know, hey, let's keep it moving. Let's get the world more impacted.
Right. All personal choice. So in our last 2 minutes, let's pull a message for you, my friend.
Okay.
All right, Mama. Ready when you – oh, no music for her ladyship. Okay, so you just say pick.
Pick.
Okay. And the number for this is 303. Look at that. Embrace the gift of elevated consciousness. When contrast intersects with deep internal awareness, this energetic aerial view is miraculous. Ding, 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 ding. This is exactly what you're saying, where you're coming from. It's so specific to what you're just about right now. I'll read it again. Embrace the gift of elevated consciousness when contrast intersects with deep internal awareness. This energetic aerial view is miraculous. And that's what's the whole thing about the uncovering of the planet and the uncovering of the individual. And when you can have that elevated consciousness, you know, no matter what the contrast is doing, where it's intersecting with your internal awareness of what's what, and you can see it from above, that's when miracles happen and you lead an abundant life. You're an example of that. 303.
Thank you. Well, I love how that those threes are still making their appearances, right?
Yes.
So here we are again, dealing with energy, input and output of energy. And it goes through the zero, which is everything. So this is that source. It's everything. So this is a perfect sequence to go with this message and to go with what's going on with you, Alita. As you know, it all ends up being a six. So there's that nurturing aspect. There's a teaching aspect to that as well. But it is all about how you are. In fact, as I'm looking at it, how you balance these energies, how you take stuff that's coming into you, transform it into whatever it needs to have happen, and then how that end product goes out to everyone else around you. I mean, this is how we deal with everybody else, right? This is how we're connected, because we're all playing off each other. The energy that someone puts out, if it's someone who's having a bad day, you feel it. So you hope to transform that at some point, like people who call in and feeling kind of rough around the edges. Hopefully after they're done talking with us, they feel a lot better. You know, they definitely feel different than when they did when they first called. So right. That's that sort of transformation that can happen. And it's all about the exchange of energy. And you and I, Lily, have talked a little bit about that off the air, just exchanges of energy and seeing, you know, how does it work? How does it fit? And sometimes it's the ability to adapt and see how it is appropriate in whatever situation. I mean, that's just practice, you know. It's a skill. It's practice. And
yeah.
A lot of it has to do with just your awareness of, you know, what's happening right now and what's really important. And so I think what we're seeing is instead of people just shutting everybody else out if it doesn't work, well, you're not saying what I want to hear, so I'm just going to shut you down. It's different. It's like I can still hear you. I don't have to take in that energy, though. And then
right.
It's not – there isn't that need then to have a fight, you know, to prove that you're right or to prove the other person's right or whatever. There's not that kind of energy. The energy just flows through. Like it's like they know you heard them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your responsibility to make it better for them or vice versa. It's great. It's a wonderful way of showing how to be in the world. And we need more examples of that, especially now.
Yeah.
It's so polarizing. And this is why energy gets so ramped up and can be spiky, because a lot of times we're just going to keep beating it into somebody until we get what we want to hear. And then we realize it's not very sincere. We're wondering why. So
mm-hmm.
This is a great way. The transformation of this type of energy is wonderful. So congratulations.
Yeah, girl.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, so
say,
we know you. We'll be thinking about you on a Thursday because that's your special day, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll hear about
that's
it.
That's like a good day to get involved with the community, so I like the ribbon cutting idea of the city.
Yeah.
You get to know the mayor, you know, the councilwoman, and so that's like more important for me than everything
yeah.
is important, but this takes it to the next level because you get the opportunity to grow with the community, and
it's
you know
beautiful.
It's all about that in the Marietta area, in any area really, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'll be
especially
checking
in that
out
area.
Your Instagram,
yeah.
And congratulations, and I'm sure we'll hear about it maybe on Sunday's show. So
yeah
girl. So work it and have a wonderful, wonderful celebration. You worked very hard for this. This is a dream fulfilled. And we were with you from the very beginning, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. So we love that when we can really see things blossom into fruition. So yeah, just do you, boo boo. Keep it moving. It's all good.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So we
talk
will
talk to you guys later.
Yes, we will sign off. Love you. Yeah, so if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
The feeling
to you.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Love you.
Take care. Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
life.